We are up to the Tzadik Amir Aleph, and we had two brises regarding if a woman. One brise said that a woman who gouges the eye of an Eved from the Nichse Meloik, the Eved is set free because the Nichse Meloik belonged to her. And the other brises said that the Eved is not set free, neither for the man, not for the wife. If either of them gouges his eye, he doesn't go free. So the last thing we learned was that they're arguing that the brisa says that she does go, that the Eved does go free from the woman. It follows Rava, who says that Hefker and Chametz and Shichur is Mafkia the Shibut. So even though the Eved is Meshubut to the husband, if the woman emancipates the Eved, he is set free and there's no longer any ties to the person that is committed to. So the Gemara seems to say that therefore the two brises are arguing on Rava's point. Because the other brise says that the woman sets the Eved, that gouges the Eved's eye, does not go free. Obviously, it doesn't agree with Rava. Once it's committed to the husband, it doesn't go free. So for the Gemara, so let's say that they're arguing about Rava. This din of Rava is not really universal. Where are we? Sorry, before we get to that. Sorry. Let's start again, four lines on top. Ibois, and then we said that everyone agrees. We don't follow Takanos Usha that says that the husband, if we promote the husband's rights to it, that he becomes the dominant force over here. And we'll say this. Everyone agrees we don't follow Takanos Usha. And they're arguing about Kinyan Peda Kikin Guf Dami. The woman has if the husband has Kinyan Peda Kikinyan Guf, then the husband prevents the wife from setting him free. But if you hold Kinyan Peda Lav Kikinyan Guf, then who's the sole owner? The wife. Nobody agrees with the Takanos Usha. They're arguing at this very point of Rabbi Yechon Shlakish where the Kinyan Peders is Kikinya Gufana. This is where we stopped yesterday. And the truth of the matter is, there's a Machlekes Tanoim who have the same Machlekes. We've looked at Han Tanoim, arguing the same thing. This is Tanoim. You sold your Eved to somebody else, and you made up with him. Reuven sold the Eved to Shimon, and he made up with him. I'm a Nas. I'm selling you the Eved, my slave to you, Shimon, on the condition I want that for 30 days, the first 30 days, the Eved should work for me. So therefore, the first owner has the Kinyan Peidus. He has the use of it. The second owner owns it. Now, the deal is like this. If any stranger kills an Eved, that person will get killed. So you're a murderer. But if the owner kills the Eved, the Torah says as follows. If the first day or two we see that the guy dies, then the owner is responsible. But if he gets up, because if more than 2 days he survived and then he dies a month later, then the balbos is potter. It's a gzeres hakosef. But anybody else, even a year later, 3 years later, he dies. 5 years later, he dies. The person, the murderer, is chayv. So, the question is, who the balbos is? Ramei Rishon, the first guy, the one who has kinyan peders, yeshne bedin yemi yemaim, he's the balbos, with neishu tachtov, because kinyan peder kikin guf. Somebody holds kinyan peder kikin guf dami, since he has the right to use him, so kinyan peder kikin guf dami. Rabbi Yehuda says, not the first guy. He kinyan peders lav kikin guf, the first guy is not the owner, the second guy is the owner, and the second guy has the din of yemi yemaim. Ramei Rishon, yeshne bedin yemi yemaim, why? Shu kaspoi, because he owns it. It's his. Kesavar Kinyan Peders Lav Kikin Guf Dami. Rabbi Yisi says the four opinions. Rabbi Yisi will say Shneim Yeshnam B'dim Yemayim. They both have it because I'm not sure if Kinyan Peders Kikin Guf or not. And we have a rule: whenever there's a suffix in the Nefashis, we're always Mekel. V'Tzilu Eidav Shavtu Eidav V'Tzilu Eidav. We're always Mekel. We're always lenient. So we're going to be lenient, and we are going to allow them both scot free. If it took longer than 2 days before they died. Zeh mipneishu tachta of this guy, because Kinyan Peders was Zeh mipneishu kasmi, the guy, the owner, misapkli, he's not sure, Rabbi Yisi, if Kinyan Peders, ike Kinyan Guvdami, he lav Kinyan Guvdami. This off in the fashas, lahakol, Rabbi Lezer, opinion number four, says, Shneim, ein namadin, they both are charged with murder, even if he dies a month later. Doesn't matter which one did it, because neither of them have any mind. Why? Lefi zeh lefi shein tachta, because this guy, the second guy doesn't really has no use. The Zelavish and Kasper, the first guy doesn't own it. On my Rav, my time at Rabbi Lazar. What's the Svar Rabbi Lazar? If Manushek either he holds Kinyan Peder Kikinyan Guf, then the first guy owns it, or he holds Kinyan Peder Lav Kikinyan Guf, then the second guy owns it. What do you mean neither of them own it? On my Kro, he have a special pasuk Ki Kaspayhu La Yukam Ki Kaspayhu. You know why? Because Ki Kaspayhu, you have to own it exclusively outright. Here you have a pattern. Kaspa Muchid Loi has to be completely yours, and here someone else has a Kinyan Paytas. So whether you hold Kinyan Paytas, Kinyan Guf Dama is irrelevant. You don't have total use of it. You have to have Saida the use and Saida exclusive ownership, and you don't have it here. So who follows? Who's the author of the following? If a man and a woman jointly they both jointly sold her property, it's not a proper sale. If one of them dies, the other one has the right to go to the purchaser and retrieve that property. Command that followed up Belezer, who says that in order to be an owner, you have to own it. And Rashi explains that normal case of Shutvin, they both own it, but each one 50%. When a husband and wife own it, it's different. One person owns it, and one person has the Kinyan Paytas. Neither of them owns it. They're not overlapping. They own two different things. And therefore, neither of them is Kikias Pehu. So therefore, neither of them own it. It's not a sale. So who's the author of the following if someone had two owners and one of them set him free and Tais explains that Shnei Shutvin here means not like normal Shutvin, but one of them has the paytas, one of them has the goof. He already was set free by the second guy as well, but he just has to pay out for the shtar. So one of them has the ownership, the master has the owner, but the Kinyan Paytas is the Evid because he's already sort of free. And Yoitzim Barashe Varm, the 24 different limbs that they get banged out, the Evid goes free, it doesn't happen here. She'ain el Chayzin. It doesn't go, that 24 limbs that were knocked out that cannot grow back, he doesn't go free. Why? Because there was no owner here. On the Merchel of Ashi, Ahochi Omri Mashmei Derover Rabbi Lezer. You know who the author of this is, Rabbi Lezer, because he holds you have to be a total owner of the access and of the thing itself. Milo Yom Rabbi Lezer Kaspei Hameyuchel has to be total ownership. Ahochanami Avdam Yuchelai total ownership.
So even though you have this expression of Kaspei,
everyone else doesn't know a whole Kaspei means you're the owner. I just have both the owner and the excuse.
The ownership of the evidence is
But Rabbi Lezer is using it everywhere.
Similar thing, it's sort of a strange sort of an ownership.
In everything. No, he holds in everything. In everything. You're not an owner if you don't own side of the Shus and side of the Etzeminion. He learns, he draws a parallel to Evid. It's not just an exclusive in Evid, it was a look. Everywhere. As Rashi explained, Shutvin generally are different. Shutvin, each one owns it completely, but half. Here, you don't own half. You own one side of it, and you own another. You're cutting it, you're slicing it. What do you call it? Vertically, not horizontally. You guy, you has the paytas, and I have the ownership. Yeah, any other if any shul like that would be exactly the same. Kol Ablaz Mishnah. Filing Mora. Okay, good. We still have another 22 days to go. Mishneh hatokeya lechaveda. The machlekes are showing what exactly means. Whether it means he blew a shofar in the guy's ear, or whether he punched him in the ear, or he banged the wall next to his ear, and he frightened him and he caused him harm. Nice and leisela. So this Mishnah now talks about penalties. There's no mamane. These are penalties. So you got to give him a sella. Rabbi Yudai membership is clearly money. You got to give him $100, which is 25 sloim, a lot more. Sotra, he gave him a patch. He gave him a smack. Nice and lame, Messiah, Zuz. He gave him a smack. You got to give him $200. Lacha yod. Why? Because you embarrassed him. Lacha yod. If you hit him with the back of your hand, which is more embarrassing than a smack with the forehand, don't ask me why. Why is the back of the hand more embarrassing than the forehand? I don't know. Nice and lame, Arba Mezuz. You got to give him double. Soramba Ozna. You gave him a schlep in his ear, or you nipped his ear. Tolaj Besaida. You yanked his ear. His ear, or he yanked his ear. Rokak, you spat. What did he say? Why is it more? If I give you a smack, let's try it. What does it say there?
I don't know. They don't bring it, because it's even more humiliating.
Yeah, I know, but why? Sorry? Is that what it is?
Maybe. Backhander,
more anger.
Okay.
This is a fact of life. It happens. I remember this in Tehran Mizrahi many years ago. Something like that happened. Somebody smacked, and the Rav called them in and charged them a class. Yeah, but the Bezin is allowed to do Hayra Shah. You want to, you know, stem it before it continues. Okay. Rokak, somebody spat. And the spat actually touch you. If I spat in front of you, we had Merchagiga. It's a terrible thing to do, but you don't, there's no knas. But if I spat and landed on your clothing or on your face, heavy talisa mimeno, or I pulled your robe off you, or pora reisha isha b'shuk, a woman's one with a shaitel, and you pull the shaitel off, which has happened. Nice and loy arba mezo. These are all greater knasim, and you got to pay a lot more money. 400 zuz. That cloud. This is the rule. Hakol lefi kvoida. According to Tanakam, just like I had in the previous Mishnah, when it comes to boishes, we said hakol lefi hamavayish v'lefi hamizbayish, depending who's the one who caused the shame and who's the one on the receiving end. So the same thing here when it comes to these knasim. It's again a question of, it's not moment like before. This is a knas. The question is, who the person is. If the person has a higher stature, then the shame is greater. The person is, you know, a lower stature, maybe the shame isn't as great. Kolam Akiva says, no, we believe we live in an egalitarian society and everyone is universally the same. Amar Akiva, afilu ani yesh b'Yisro. Even if he pulled off the shaitel of a very simple, poor woman. Royin oisim, every Jew is viewed ki'ilu heim b'nei chayin. Every Jew is viewed as if they are aristocrats. She yodu minichseim, unfortunately, an aristocrat who lost their assets. Shehem b'nei Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, they're still chosh of a people. Every Jew is the same. Doesn't matter how much money they have in the bank account, everyone is equal. And therefore, if you cause one of these humiliating events, you have to pay the same price for everybody. Now, the Gemara tells an interesting story. But Allah doesn't like Rabbi Kiva. Gemara doesn't like Rabbi Kiva.
Father-in-law didn't want him, right? And then when his wife married him, his wife became an Al-Gadi.
And that 12 years they lived in such poverty, when we were in a dorm, they had nothing. Could be. Sorry? Both ways. Both ways. We'll talk about Lekula Chumra. Well, Maise Be'echad, usually it's Lekula. Usually an Oni gets less. Well, Maise, $400 is a lot of money. It's 100 shlaim, which is a lot of money. Well, Maise, there's a story, Be'echad, there's a guy, Yishapora, Roisha, Isha Bashuk. A guy was angry with his woman. He went over and he yanked her wig off her head. So she went to Rabbi Akiva, summoned this guy to din teile. So Rabbi Akiva said, you have to pay the $400. L'shita say, I don't care if the woman is rich or poor, irrelevant. You have to pay. It's a fixed amount of money. This guy was a smart dude. He says to Rabbi Akiva, ten lizman, give me some time. I can't pay $400. It's a lot of money. I don't have it. Give me some time to pay back. What he wanted to do was to prove that this woman doesn't even care if she takes a shaitel off. I'll prove it to you. The Nosan Leiz man, he gave, so Akiva said, okay, I'll give you time. Shamra, he waited for her for an opportunity. One day, she's a poor woman. We're talking about now, this proves the story. She's a very poor woman, but Akiva Shitasa, even a poor woman, you pay top dollar. She was standing on the front door of her house. What he did was deliberately v'shavar esakad b'fenef. If you remember the Shabbos we had, they used to put oil in the hair. That's how they used to clean the hair and everything else. You know, the shampoo was oil. Let's put oil in the hair. So v'shavar esakad b'fenef, he broke the barrel of oil. It wasn't that much oil, but right in front of her. So she was tempted because she couldn't afford to have oil or anything else, and here was right in front of her, lying on the ground. It was hefker. Uboy ki isa shemen. How much oil was it? The size of an isa, which is not the size of, you know, like a 5 cent piece. Gilsa esroisha. She removed her shaitel. Vahoisa metapachas umanachiyod aroisa. She put her hands into the oil, got her all full of oily, and then she put it on her head and rubbed it into her hair. Outside in the street, in front of her house. Hemidole Aiden. This guy already had ambushed her head, with witnesses standing there behind the fence. And then this woman who herself takes her shaitel off in public. So if I did it, why in the world should I pay $400? It's not a shame. It's not humiliating. But Aisha does it herself. Amalei, Rabbi Akiva said, Loi, tomorrow's Gemara, a little bit today, he's a lot in Shulchan Aruch. Amalei said, especially tomorrow, Loi, Amar Tuklum, you're wasting your breath. If this was your strategy, it was a waste of breath. You know why? I'll tell you a very interesting rule. He says, "Hachoyvel ba'atzmai." If you inflict wounds upon yourself, Ava Bishan Eresh, you're not allowed to inflict wounds because, as we're seeing Gemara's Gemara, the goof doesn't belong to you. It's the Eibishah. The Rambam says, and therefore you have no right to inflict damage on yourself. But if you do, do you have to pay yourself money? No, potter. But if a chaydim shechavel boy, if somebody else comes and does the exact same wound to you, chayav, the Torah says you got to pay five things. Another example. You're allowed to cut down your fruit-bearing trees, baltashkes, you're not allowed to. Potted. You have to pay money? No. But if she decides to remove her sheitel, that's her business. But not if somebody else does it. If I walk around saying, "Oh, I'm so stupid," no big deal. But at the moment you say, "I agree," I'll get so upset with you. Well, you're agreeing with me. I can say it. Okay, true, but I can say it. You can't, because I have a buffer. I have this buffer that self-preservation. I know who I am. I know my worth. Oh, I can do this. But you, the chutzpah, who are you? Okay, first of all, we already had this question before. Mana tzurit, not mana. We already had a kedushin as well. If you base over there, whenever it says mana, are we talking about mana of tzuri, which is very expensive, or mana medina, which is an eighth the value of mana tzura? Touch by coming in, who gabra was a person to talk a little chaver. He smacked his friend. Also, came Rabbi Yehuda and said, "Came Rabbi Yehuda nasi amalei. Ano hara b'yisa gluli. You have me, and you have b'yisa gluli, and therefore pay." Havle monotsuri. He clearly said, pay monotsuri. Shmame knows that I from there that monotsuri to now. This knas, because you might argue it's only a knas anyway, maybe I should pay the lower. It's more the idea of paying money. It's not a matter of question of how much. No. Pay top dollar, you'll never do this again. You're embarrassing another yid, you're not allowed to. Shmame no. My ho ano ho is a glue. Now we're digressing. So what did the Rebbe mean when he said, "This is me and this Rebbe is a glue"? What do you mean with those words? Ilema, do you mean ho chikom? This is what he said. Ho ano de chazisech. I saw what you did. I saw what you did. So I'm the aid and I'm the dying. I'm the jury. I'm the jury. I'm the witness and the executioner and the judge. And here's Rabbi Yisrael Glili, who rules the Amma Mona Tzura. He's the one who says that every time when he's a knas, you pay the top dollar Tzura. Zil Havle Mona Tzura. Is that what he meant? Then Lememra, let's learn from here, the aid Nasa Dain. Rebbe was the witness and he's also the judge and the executioner. Can a witness become the judge? We had in Gemara of Gittin Daf Hey Mabez over there about if Eid Nasa Dain. Remember we had by Din Rabban and we do say Eid Nasa Dain. But can an Eid be a Dain? But Tanya, we learn Sanhedrin Shero Echad Shahada Gaza Nefesh. Sanhedrin saw Reuven kill Shimon. They can't be the even though they saw it, they can't be the judges and calling Reuven and put him to death. Some of the Sanhedrin turn become the witnesses. Others, remaining ones, become the judges. Even though Abtafen holds that, even though they saw, that doesn't render them possible from becoming a dayan. However, the moment that they testify, they can no longer be a dayan. So therefore, they have to. Some of the dayanim turn out to become witnesses. Some of them become dayanim. Divrei Abtafen. These words Abtafen. Rabbi Kiva says Kulam Eidim. Kiva says even if they did not testify, because they saw, they already have a din of Aedis. That's a dayin. I'd kind of like comment up Tarfon. Even up Tarfon who says that the judges who saw can be judges as well. Ella de Miktasa Nasa Aedi Miktasa Dayani could have other witnesses. I will aid Nasa Dayan, but the witness himself should become the judge. So how could Rebbe say, "I saw you smack him," or whatever it is, "I saw you to do whatever the penalty was," and therefore now he punched his ear, and now he says, "I want you to pay." How can he be the aid and the dying? No one says you can be the aid, hamaid, and the dying. Now, what's taka the svara? Why can't you be aid, hamaid, and dying? The taste brings a beautiful svara, according to one opinion. He brings the Rashbam, the famous Rashbam says, because there's the passing of Ambushner and Noshim, so clearly tells the Torah, delineates, you have to have two sets of people. A group of witnesses and a group of judges. That's how you learn Ein Eid Nasadai. But he brings some, Tayser brings from someone, and he says like this. We learned yesterday, and we had a few times already, that the criteria to be kosher Eid, you need checks and balances. What's the criteria to being kosher Eidus? You need Eidus she'ata yochel hazima. Eidus that you can verify they're telling the truth or not. But if the judges themselves are the Eidim, are they going to accept a group of Eidim saying, "You're a liar, you weren't there at the time"? I'm the judge. I can throw you right out of court. I'm not going to listen to your Eidus. So it's Eidus she'ata yochel hazima. That's what Tayser brings one opinion. Then Tayser brings from another, one of the Shainim says, can't be. Then the din should be that judges should not be able to hear their relatives give testimony. And there's no such din. two aid and I'll be witnesses, and I'll be relative to each other, and I'll be relative to the plaintiff or to the defendant, but to the judges, there's also dinner that they cannot be. But if we're worried that the judges won't listen to the hazama, if their first cousin is standing there, they're going to let the guy get killed. Of course, they're going to throw their testimony out. None of us. Why aren't you worried? Because you're going to go. Who said you have to go back to the same court where the case happened? You go to any bez in the world and be mazim. So the same thing over here. So what if the aid and a bez are the same person? If you think that they're liars, go to another bez. We have an appeal system. Go to another bez and then just knock them out. So if they bring the Rashbam. Why not? So if it's not an aid, why not? We had at the end of Gittin that Ksav Yad, you know, if one balabas and the sefer together can become aid, then if it's an aid, it can't. But if it's not an aid, why not? You're just he's an employee. Talking about Vaita, so how could Rebbe say there'd be an aid and a dayan? And the Gemara, Kitanya, he. Only by Din Fosh is Chakiris. It's very important, it's critical. It's in order to make Eidush at Yochel Azimah. Zokin. Haidos Vavoyz is no Chakiris. And Haidos Vavoyz is no Chakiris. And there's no Chakiris either. It's a Knossos. No. The Gemara. Kitanya he, you know what's talking about over here? That story when we said that eight cannot become a dayan is talking about Shiro Balaila, when what the Sanhedrin Tarfon says that the eight that you have some aid, oh, he's talking about they saw it at night, the Laila Mevadin and Inu, since they saw it at night they couldn't be dayanim. So therefore, tomorrow you have to say testimony and you cannot be an eight and a dayan. But if they would have seen it during the day, then late to Heshmig, the Maria. The whole idea of a bezin is to hear witnesses. They didn't even see it, just to hear witnesses. Imagine if they saw themselves. What's better? That's if you could be an aid and a dayan at the same time. But since you're not allowed to din, you don't have tchilas din at night. So therefore, if they saw the event at night, they couldn't be dayanim at night. They can only be a dayanim in the day. So they, and by day, it's only a memory now. It's no longer what they saw. A memory. You need a bezin, and you need aidas. Or you say, oh, you can say another thing. Rebbe didn't say that I'm the aid and I'm the dayan. This is what he said. No, I am the Svidli, I hold, not that I'm the aid, we're all the aid in there. But I'm like, there's a group of aid out there, they saw what you did. Zil Havle Monotsuri. When he said, I know, Rabbi Yossi, not I'm the aid. I agree with Rabbi Yossi that Monotsuri Tanan. Freddy Gemara, let's digress now. Vesova, Rabbi Kiva, Kiva holds, ain't aid Nasadain. You're telling me Kiva holds, ain't aid Nasadain. Vehatanya, didn't we learn? Vehiki ishas the aya be'evan be'egra. If a man hits his friend, if two people are having a fight and he hit his friend with a stone or with his fist, and he didn't die and he fell in his bed and so on and so forth, we wait to see what happens. Shimon hatim money oime. Why a stone and a fist? Ma egra, if just like a fist, miyuchid is so unique. Shemasu le'edel edim, the fist. The witnesses saw you use the fist, and then when you come to court, they bring you to court. The beznik can ask you, clench your fist. Let's see how strong you punch. Let's see if what you did, it was strong enough to kill somebody. That blow was a one-punch thing that you can kill somebody. Or the guy was weak and he had a heart attack. Nothing to do with you. It just happened to be a sheer coincidence. So the fist can be measured. Avko. They have specialists. They know exactly what's going on. Av kosher muscle edel edim. So the stone also has to be brought to bezin. We have to see whether the weapon that was used was able to use a plastic spoon. You know, it's not enough to kill anybody. He must have died from his own. You know, had some weak heart conditions. Okay, you caused it, but you're not a murderer. So it excludes if the edim lost the weapon. You can't have a case. According to Shimon HaTamani, if they lost the weapon, we can't have a case of murder because we need to see the weapon, just like Egrif. What is like your question, Moshe? And even the fist, did Bezdin see the blow that he gave? Even if his fist is able to kill somebody, but how do we know at the time that's how much strength or energy he put into his fist? Maybe he just gave him a tap. And we don't know where he hit him. Did he hit him on his thigh, or tzipa nafshei, or the flutter right next to his heart, which can kill with one blow? Another question is, you're coming up with Bentim, you got to bring all the weapons and everything to court. The Bezin has to assess whether you know you killed him or not. If so, push someone off a cliff or off a roof, or beat him on top of a building, the mace, and the guy died. Bezin hurchin eats a bitter. Do we find that then the Bezin has to go look at the house? No such thing. It's a tircha. Or beat a hilech is a Bezin. We dismantle the house and bring it to the Bezin and rebuild it. The oit im nafla. What happened? The house taka fell apart. Chayzer b'ayin. You got to rebuild the whole house according to you. Navas elamai egrei miyuchet shemasel edim. Egrei the edim were able to see what you did. They saw that you gave him a, you clenched your fist and you gave him a punch. Mr. Daftazain. Of course you must lay them. So therefore, if the Aidim were able to see what happened and they come back and say that this, yes, he gave that blow that killed the guy, that's enough. Prat But if, let's say, they never saw what he did, they just saw that the stone went flying, they didn't see the size of the stone because it was concealed in the guy's hand. And they couldn't, they cannot come to Bezin and say, we saw that, you know, it was a big boulder or something, a big rock that we didn't see it. It was too fast and it was this. Then we can't kill the guy. But we don't need the Bezin involved. Just the Edim. They do everything. The Yishim at the money hall, the Bezin has to be involved in this assessment. The Edim don't have the Kayach. Yeah.
Say your Bezin doesn't have to go to the
Sinai. Everyone agrees on that. Sorry? Yeah, that's why we have the Edim. The Tehidah says that the Edim are as if you saw it. That's the whole Chiddush. That's why Edim is there as a Kassif. Tell me, learn. What do we learn? However, Rakiva said, "Bezin he ko sheyedin kam he ko." Did Bezin see it? And that was he's saying clearly here what? Ha he ko b'fnei. Had Bezin did seen it, then it wouldn't be an issue. That I claw that eight nasadayin. Rakiva holds that if they would have seen it, would have been good. And think, well, what if the Rebbe Shimon to money coming? He's only answering Shimon to money, but Leilos he doesn't hold it personally. This goes about the page. Talking about we learned shor tam. An interesting halach. If a shor tam, the first three times, and you pay from the body of the animal itself, and only half. Shehemis, kill the human being. What do we do to the animal? We kill him. But also then afterwards, the hezik. After, before we had a chance to schlep him to court, the animal then caused the next day or then an hour later damage. What happens is done in oisa din nefashos. We sentence the animal to be killed, and since by a tam you get paid megufi from the animal itself. Ain't done. It's in the mamonis. It's no longer has ekim. How are we going to get paid from? We're going to kill the animal. But a muid. But no, you don't. No, you don't. By the time you don't. Time you get paid from the animal itself. But a muid, you're right. The fourth time, shehem is that killed the hezik and then caused damage. Done in the mamonis. The chaydon is in the fashas. Then what you do over there is first we will do din in mamonis. Let's get paid, and then we will do din in the fashas. And we don't do the fashas. What about kodmu v'donu din nefashas? What happened if you decide to kill the animal? Then ein choizin v'donin oisin din mamonis. We no longer go ahead and bring the animal to court for din mamonis. Now the question is why? Freddy Gemara, I don't understand. The kodmu v'donu nefashas by a muvet, even though you brought din nefashas first, my habit, what's the big deal? Leheder v'lodayna mamonis. Why can't you now bring him to court? Remember, you get paid ma'aliyah, you get paid from the assets. So what's the big deal? I found the Rabban in the yeshiva. The Yasi was sitting. Okarmi said, "Hamani Rab Shimon to money." This follows Rab Shimon to money. That says that what? That we need the animal brought to Bezdin so that they can assess whether the animal was able to cause the damage. Shimon holds that you need the Bezdin to be able to assess what happened. But if we kill the animal, how can you bring it to Bezdin? My egret miyuchid is like a fist. Shemasul le'eda vile'edim. Witnesses and the Bezdin can see it. Alma be'in and umdin of the beidin. We need the Bezdin involved because the Bezdin is also part of this, part of the edis. But kivan de gamadin l'ktala, the moment you sentence the animal to death, lo'y mashin le'el umdin of the beidin. V'lo'y manin le'dinah. There's no longer any time to bring him to Bezdin because the din is you're not allowed to be ma'ana adin. Once Bezdin gives a sentence, you got to carry out justice delayed is justice denied. You got to do it straight away. That's what the Rabbanon said. So that's this one. I said to them, I feel tame, Rabbi Kiva. I don't know why you have to learn Dafke the Rabbanon, even Rabbi Kiva. You know what we're talking about here? Keep going, Shabbara. You know why once you sentence the animal to death, you can no longer get paid in Zikin? Because the owner ran away. So we can't find the money. So forget the din nefashas. Even if they don't do din nefashas. If the guy ran away, the same thing. You can't do the same outcome. You can't have a din tater. Din mamonis blay bailim. You can't have a case of din mamonis in, you know, with a person that ex parte. The kabbal sadeh. More answers. Talking about a case where they brought him to court. Then barach before he had a chance to collect the money, he fled. So once we do din nefashas, he can no longer go ahead and collect. I don't understand what you're talking about. So if mehechem mishtalim, who cares? If so, what's the relevance of din nefashas here? There's no money. The guy ran away. There's no assets. Finished. So no. Miridai, you know how we get paid? We take the animal, we rent it out. Before we do anything, we take the animal, we rent it out, and the money, that income, we pay the nizik. Once you kill the animal, you can no longer rent it out. And once the bezin sends the animal to be killed, you can no longer delay that. for the Gemara Baze, he said, why by Tam don't we do the same thing? By Tam, before we decide to kill the animal, let's first hear the case of the Nizik. Let's rent him out, and that's Megufoy, because the animal's working, and that money, pay the Nizik, and then we'll kill the animal. Let's do the same thing. First judge him on money, even a shtal and daya, and get paid. But how do the daya and fashas? Then we talk about the fashas. Now, the daya renting out the animal and using that money to pay, aliyah de maru. That's not called megufoy. That's not getting paid from the animal itself. That's getting paid from the assets. Even though the animal is one that's generating the assets, it's a revenue from the animal, and that by a time you have no right to collect. That's why by a time we. Los Alman.